Good morning, it's 9:49 on the 4th of June. I think this is Monday, but we kind of lost track of days. It's a beautiful day today, a little bit of hazy sunshine, a little bit of cloud which has appeared, which is taking the edge off the heat, about 26, 28, something like that. We're beside the pool, listening to the bird song and the sounds of the waves. Hardly anyone's up, but strangely, a lot of towels are down on the sun loungers. A bit about last night, later on. One of the things we've noticed is this whole thing about respect and dignity in Tunisia. On some of the reading I did over in the plane, it seems to pay off. Because they're really into respect, they're really into showing face and not losing face in front of other people. So, whereas in the UK we would refer to a man as Sir, over here it's Si or Sidi. And that also can mean master or lord, so you're giving someone a lot of respect by using those words. I tried it first night on the barman, he wasn't amused, so I think he probably said it wrong. There's a Tunisian proverb, when someone comes to you and shows you respect, serve him your dinner and make his bed. So show respect, you get some food and somewhere to sleep, it would seem. And social harmony is the big thing, so dignity underlines the whole social harmony thing, where a person who loses face may feel insulted and may not easily forgive or forget something and be embarrassed. So it's all about face. So you don't say no. Someone says, do you want to come to my house for dinner? You don't say no, you say, I'll try to come, or maybe tomorrow, or something like that. You don't make them lose face. A nice part of Tunisian culture is that Tunisians value hospitality, warmth and generosity. People are more important than time or money. Now that's a very nice thing, isn't it? And because they're religious and everything is to do with the will of God, they use phrases like Inshallah and Allah Ghalib all the time. Now, what's just happened is the animation team has just appeared to start the day with the Peep 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 song. I would like... So what they do this, every morning they do this, I actually wake up with this in my head every day. So it's kind of indoctrinated into us at every bit. There's a little dance that we all get involved in. Coming back to the thing about dignity, Tunisians like to avoid stigma, or what they call hishma, or shame. Hishma is quite unlike guilt, because guilt is when you know you've done something wrong. Hishma is when others know it. So there's lots and lots of ways in which a person may acquire a stigma of hishma. And there's also a lot of belief in spirits and people putting curses as well, which is quite interesting. Now this music reminds me of last night, which Mrs. G and I, as you probably heard yesterday, we were agreed to take part in a show by the guests, and so we were trained yesterday afternoon in just doing sketches and dances and things like that. So after a couple of hours of training, in Mrs. G's case it was about 3 hours of training, because all the girls had to do two quite complex dance routines. We did the show last night. Now my voice isn't quite right today because I had to do a lot of shouting. And Mrs. G was and I were part of a sketch to do with doctors, and I got to play Tarzan at one stage, in which I did really shout too much, too loud, so my voice is cracked a bit and got a sore throat this morning. And there's also another sketch which I had to lie in bed with a German lady and be filmed, and then I had to leave, and then she got a boyfriend, and then I had to pick her boyfriend up and throw him around the stage, which I had to do it 4 or 5 times, and the poor guy that was the boyfriend ended up being a bit bruised, but we had a good laugh, lots of shouting and screaming and fun, and lots of applause. So that was really good fun. As I said before, we really would credit the animation team with keeping us amused and interested. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do anything at all, but the animation team would keep a whole string of sports and all sorts of things going for you, just so that you can keep yourself amused. When you get to that stage where you've read all the books in your Kindle, which I haven't done, but I'm getting tired of reading stuff, it's really good. Another point in the Kindle, they have free Wi-Fi here, so every day I've been managing to download the daily newspaper, and I can see that you're having terribly cold weather and it's all wet for the Queen's Jubilee, which is really sad. If it's any consolation, a bit of cloud here, but it's still about 28 centigrade and there's still lots of sunshine and we're still putting on sunscreen. And those crazy guys are still dancing around the pool.